peeps. Welcome back to the Possibilities, Options, and Dreams podcast with the Entrepreneur Source, where we empower individuals to identify, pursue, and achieve their dreams of self-sufficiency. It's Melissa here with Tamara Loring, here to kick off today's podcast. I am the member relationship strategist here at the Entrepreneur Source. I work with our franchisor members, and I get to interact with our coaches and our team here as well. I've been here for 5 years and love it. Tamara, give us a little intro on who you are, what you do here.
Sure, absolutely. If you haven't heard this before, I'm in charge of brand ideology. Always say, what on earth does that even mean? I get to be the kid in the candy store. I get to help people dream and ideate what a better future could look like. Nothing satisfies me more to be able to help people find hope and see how they can prosper in this crazy world that we live in today. So yeah, that's what I do.
I'm sure everyone's wondering how they too can get into that. Anyways, here we are. It's always great to be with Tamara, bringing great energy and just able to talk about, again, our book, Your Career 2.0, A Survival Guide for the Battered Career and Investor Syndrome. And this is something that we've been talking about for the past episodes now, going through each chapter and really diving into the different pieces of this book and what it means for individuals out there and how it can help. So thus far, we've covered a lot. So we've embarked on a journey helping you to explore POD, what we call POD, your possibilities, options, your dreams. And we've ideated what it's going to take to go from your 1.0 to your 2.0. We've touched on the importance of identifying your ILWE goals. We do love acronyms here, but your ILWE goals, needs, and expectations. And hopefully we've challenged your current thinking and belief system a bit. Because if you're not already living the life of your dreams, then we need to figure out what mindset and what limiting beliefs are holding you back. Is it a mindset issue? Do you have poor habits? How can we shift that? And knowing that there is a way to shift that. T, what else? I feel like there's so much we've done here.
Oh gosh, yeah. You know, I mean, it could be a mindset issue that's preventing you from achieving your ILWE income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals, needs, and expectations. Sometimes we don't even understand the poor habits that have snuck into our lives, right? You know, it's the definition of insanity, but we're, you know, kind of frustrated. Why aren't we moving forward? But, you know, it would behoove us to actually look at what we're doing on a daily basis that's preventing us from living this dream life that we've created for ourselves. Or maybe it's just purely the lack of education and awareness about what is possible. I mean, you and I have spoken about it so many times, right? You hear one thing in school and you think this is the way it's supposed to be. Well, if you've never been exposed to anything else, how are you going to know what else is possible? It just seems so surreal and so out there. Like, yeah, that is meant for those who are successful already. I could never be there. But that is back to a mindset issue. Don't tell yourself, you know, what can or cannot be done. Figure out a way to make it happen. And that's really what today's podcast is about, right? Checking in on that mindset. Hopefully you've listened to some of the sessions where we touched on, okay, once you've figured out a vision for your life, something that really gets you excited, where when you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be cool if I could do X, Y, and Z? Don't limit yourself. Dream big, right? Anything is possible, I promise you. And one of the things that we can help you do or a coach can help you do is say, okay, now that you've dreamt the impossible, let's just talk about ways to get there. We call those vehicles for success. What could they look like? What have others done who have achieved that? Did they do that by having a job? Did they achieve that by investments, maybe stocks, bonds, real estate, you name it? Did they get there because maybe they had an entrepreneurial itch? Maybe they had a product or a service that they wanted to take to a market, to the marketplace. Not everybody's an entrepreneur. Maybe they became self-sufficient by investing in a business, starting a business from scratch, maybe taking over an existing business that already had cash flow. The options are, you know, limitless. People explore the pros and cons of franchising. I mean, don't limit yourself and really, really make sure that you don't have biases towards one particular way of getting to your goals, needs, and expectations versus another. We all have preferences, and school preps us for, you know, work hard so that you can get your college education so you can get that good job. Well, great. That works for some. But that's not the only way to live the life that you were meant to live. So definitely take the time to explore all your possibilities and the ways to get there in a safe environment.
And what I love too about this whole, this book and the education that the Entrepreneur Source offers, mm-hmm. it's like these are the things that they don't teach you in school mm-hmm. and that you don't hear about. So this is almost like a secondary education in all the other possibilities that are out there, which I love for because sure. it's applicable to any age at any time of your life. And it's not, you're not in a decision-making mode. So anyways, I just get excited about this because the more people that hear about it, the more people have a chance to actually realize that their dreams can come true. So we talked about a lot about dreams and making, you know, this kind of ideal future a reality. So actually, how are we going to do that? And yeah. and what are some things that might get in the way of that, that are perceived obstacles?
Maybe? Absolutely. And, you know, you just said everybody should hear about it. And I think the reason we get so excited about it, too, is because we're humans, too. We have dreams, too, right? So it is so applicable to us. And I don't mind sharing some personal stories mm-hmm. today either. But, you know, yes, it's one thing knowing in theory what I need to do. On a previous podcast, we spoke about, I love quoting Brian Clemmer's book, where he said, if how-tos were enough, we'd all be rich, skinny, and happy. So sometimes information, once you've gathered it and you've gotten the education, is just one piece to the puzzle, right? It's having the courage then and really the tenacity to actually be bold enough to take that step, right? Easier said than done. So I think we really want to talk about today what really prevents us from pursuing this better life, this bigger, greater future, if 75% of the adult population has a genuine desire to want to be self-sufficient, what is getting in their way? And, you know, the book, if you remember, chapter 3 really talks about a lot of the F words. And usually when we talk about it, everybody giggles, right? And I'm like, no, not those F words, right? But it's F words like funding or financing your ideal future. Mm-hmm. We can unpack that in a little bit. Fear. What if fear stood for false evidence appearing real, right? Really taking a hard look at, you know, why am I so scared of it? So sometimes, like you said, it's mm-hmm. also just the how, right? How do I move forward? Where do I begin? Okay, I've read all this stuff. I've spoken about it. In theory, I know what mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do, but I'm stuck. Right? Paralysis mm-hmm. by analysis, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, one of the F words. Let's focus on funding and financing.
Okay.
So what's the issue with that?
Good. What? There are no issues. No, I'm kidding. So this is, I think, probably the first thing that comes up when someone thinks, okay, someone gets to that point where they're saying, I'm ready to take back control of my future. I'm actually really interested in, let's say is starting a business, going, whether that's a franchise, existing business, the startup, let's say they're taking that route. Immediately, it's, I would love to do that, but yes, but how am I going to get the funding for that? How am I going to invest thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe? And looking at that, they just think, nope, that's not possible. And it kind of paralyzes people because, again, it comes down to mindset around financing, funding, what that looks like. So I think really people start thinking, I can't afford that. That's too risky. That's something that, you know, I'm using my retirement funds. I have to take out a massive loan. These are just things that are not, I'm afraid to do. And they stop there. But what would you say to someone who has all those, that mindset around money, that fear around not just money, but financing and funding for a business. And that's the thing that's stopping them. What would you say to someone?
For sure. I mean, the quote that comes to mind, I think it was Henry Ford. It's like, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, you know, when it comes to funding, yeah, it is scary because people think, whoa, this is way more money than I've ever spent. Well, right there, what is the issue with the word spend? The spend feels like it's a sunk cost. You just put out that money and now what, right? Mm-hmm. Investing in a business is all about ROI. So if you look at the different vehicles and you don't see a potential to make a return on investment, then heck, you should not be doing it. That is the whole purpose of an investment. If you don't see a pathway forward to have this business or this investment generate cash flow for you, then that's not the right vehicle for you. As a matter of fact, then it's not an investment after all, right? So rather than thinking, oh, do you know what? In order to accomplish X, Y, and Z, I have to spend all this money, really change your thought pattern around that and see, how would I turn this into a great investment? And if this has the potential to generate more income than I've ever looked at before, and it doesn't just need to be income, right? If it gives me the lifestyle I've been yearning for, if it allows me to build long-term wealth and equity, then yes, you know, maybe you've done all the research you can. Maybe you feel like you're 80% there, which is another thing. You know, people sometimes feel in order to move forward, I need to feel 100% comfortable. Well, that's going to be like the horizon. Ever try catching up with that? It's always going to elude you. So sometimes 80% is as good as you can be. And then the rest is an informed choice, a calculated risk, mm-hmm. right? We're not asking people to be reckless or, you know, be stupid about what they're going to be doing, but you have to do some soul searching and say, what am I willing to bring to the table, right? Is it a strong work ethic? What else could you bring to the table? Maybe you have a strong community of peers. Maybe you really believe in the value of what this business can bring to the community. I mean, you need to look at all those things. And then, you need to budget accordingly, right? We're not telling people to, you know, take out a loan and then hope for the best. Our founder, what does he always say? Hope is not a strategy, yes. right? So no, I mean, you need to be strategic about it. But I think the other thing that this makes me think of is, you know, the feeling of I need to feel 100% comfortable and making it mean that if I'm not comfortable, the red flags go up, right? It must be a bad choice or the wrong choice for me. Do you want to talk a little bit about why it's actually okay to feel temporarily uncomfortable?
Yes. And this is something, again, that we talk a lot about here at the Entrepreneur Source with our team, because that feeling of discomfort is actually a sign of potential change, which is good. And getting out of your comfort zone is a great thing, because then you can grow and you can grow past where you currently are. If you are always going to feel like, I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm afraid, it's the wrong decision, I'm going to pull back, then you can't expect that life is going to change. You can't expect that you're going to be able to achieve those dreams. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and hoping for different results. So I think with, you know, when you're talking through, waiting until you feel like it's right, or waiting until you have that special feeling of like, yes, now I'm ready to go, you'll never make that first step. And so what you mentioned there of, don't think about it as you're making a right decision or a wrong decision. It's an informed choice. And you make that, you take that step, just do it, as we know, and you make it the right one, because you've taken all this time to get that education and discovery and awareness. You have the tools, and now you can make that informed decision. You're able to. And I feel like people can do more than they think they can, or that their abilities actually are much greater than they believe they are. And so looking at it as well, when we go back to that funding piece of it, is people, you know, they fear, you know, I'm using my retirement funds, I'm, you know, having to, move all these things around. But rather, like to your point, you're looking at it as investing, and it's more proactive than reactive.
Well, that's a good point, right? Because one, we said you're not spending the money.
Right.
Your net worth hasn't changed at all. If you ask an accountant, it actually just changed the line items. Your net worth is still exactly the same. And if this is going to be a good investment, your net worth is going to grow. Mm-hmm. But one of the things, you know, people have misconceptions about, you know, well, you know, if I take out a loan, or God forbid, I touch my retirement fund, there's going to be all these penalties. Well, interestingly enough, it's actually not true, because what are retirement funds? They take your funds and they invest in the stock market. So if you take those funds and you invest in yourself, that is actually perfectly legal. You need to work with a financial institution that understands that, but there are no penalties for that. And what many people have found is, oh my gosh, right? When we invest in the stock market, we kind of hope and pray that it's going to work out and that many years ago, they started joking saying my 401k turned into a 201k, you know, depending on how the markets fluctuate. And, you know, that is, it's just an uneasy feeling because it's reactive, right? Hope is not the strategy. But when you invest in yourself, you know what you bring to that the table. Like I was saying, you know, maybe 80%, if it were a franchise, you know, you understand it's a replicatable, duplicatable system. They bring all these things, but what are you going to do to it? And if you have a strong work ethic, that is something you can control. You know what you can do. So yeah, definitely shifting from a reactive to a proactive investment vehicle.
And I was going to say one other thing from that as well is just in general, as you're looking at this, especially when it comes to funding and financing, we have a question that we ask clients, and I ask myself, like, what if I were to learn something down the road, maybe a week from today, a month from today, a year from today that I don't know now that completely changes the way that I'm thinking? Would that, and you can better probably explain the question because I'm just making it up now at this point, but if I were to learn something down the road that I don't know now, would that impact what kind of decisions and choices I'm making today? And just knowing that, for example, people might not know that they're working with a financial institution, you can use your 401k without being penalized. Mm-hmm. Maybe people don't know that. And what, once you learn that, you think, oh, I do have the funds available to me in a way I didn't know before.
I mean, it happens basically. It's not exactly 100% of the time, but 95% of the time we work with people. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you could do that. Because as human beings, we convince ourselves that what we think and believe is actually true. Right. And then anytime that gets challenged, we're like, whoa, right? Like, I don't believe that. That is, so therefore, that cannot be true. But if you table your preconceptions and just for a moment, you're open-minded enough. And oh, gosh, I love that other saying. It's like, it's what you learn after you think you know it all that really counts. Right. So if like, okay, maybe you're exactly right. But what if you learn something new? Would that make a difference? Right. And most of the people who work with coaches find that, you know, they're like, wow, like, how did I live, you know, for 40 years, almost 50 years, and I never knew that? Because we just convince ourselves about what's real, and we believe that that's the only reality that exists. And usually that is not true. And but, you know, it's because it's not comfort zone. So I always like to say, it's like, if you want to experience something new, you need to get outside of your comfort zone. How does that saying go? To have what you've never had before, you need to do something you've never done before. And by definition, that is going to feel uneasy because you're unsure. You're not, you know, you've
uncharted
never been
waters.
There before.
Yes.
Exactly. Until you do it. And once you've done that, you're like, ever do something that really freaked you out and scared you so much? And then you end up doing it, like a podcast. And you're like,
just for example.
For example. Right. And then afterwards, you're like, wait a minute, that's not that bad. Right. Oh my gosh, we actually got a few likes. People will listen to this. We may have changed, you know, somebody's day and added value. Yeah. I mean, it's little things like that, right? That compound over time and then make a difference. So be bold and, you know, have a sense of adventure, because it's amazing what could be out there that you may be, you know, missing out on just because you've convinced yourself that this is not for me. Or, you know, how do we like to say, you know, people will say, I can't do this. What if I fail? Yeah, you could tell yourself all that, but a better way to coach yourself is when you catch yourself having these negative thoughts is to say something like, okay, what would I need to do or who would I need to be in order for this to work? And it's amazing, you know, how suddenly your mind opens. Okay, what would I need to do in order to accomplish that, right? As opposed to just already be convinced it's like, not for me, not going to work.
It's already in that scarcity mindset. So already I'm like, hopefully people are out there already exploring what's possible, even after this little part. But let's move into that next F word that really comes up. And we touched on this, fear of decisions.
Yeah.
So you hear this all the time. What kind of comes up around this? And how can someone coach themselves through that.
Right. So we like to say, just eliminate decision from your vocabulary. Because what is the problem with the decision? If you and I knew that we could always make a good decision or the perfect decision, there wouldn't be a problem with it at all. So nobody fears that side of it. Everybody is scared to death of making a bad or a wrong decision for them and their families. And I get that, right? But if we realize that we're human beings and we can do all the research that's possibly available to us, we can take a certain amount of time. At some point, there comes a time where you have to make a leap of faith. But what we're talking about here is not about being reckless or being stupid and just, you know, wing it. It's an informed choice. We can make informed choices in our lives and then work on making it a right decision. Now, you could use this in a professional setting. You could use it in a personal setting. Sometimes I say, right, when I got married to my husband, did I know that it was going to work out? Well, I wasn't sure whether I'm, you know, like wife material, marriage material. It's like, what do I know about being a good wife? But, you know, you tackle every day and you say, what can I do to make that person's life better today? What can I do to provide value? What can I do to contribute, right? And so day after day, by setting the right intention, it's amazing how suddenly things can blossom. And the same is true for business. Yeah, what you know about running or being a CEO of a business, I bet you if you ask all CEOs, they couldn't quite predict what it was going to be, but they knew that there was a future and a potential. And then every single day they work on making it the right decision, right? Or the right choice. So yeah, don't worry about making a wrong or bad decision. That's going to paralyze you and stop you in your tracks and you will never move forward. But if you can be forgiving to yourself and realize that, you know what, sometimes it's okay to fail forward. Most people learn from making mistakes, right? And you know, so as long as we know nothing is final, we can fine tune and redirect and take it from there. And you'll be amazed at the progress that's made. Nobody is a success overnight. I always say, yeah, people see the glamour side of it, but it's like the path to success, you know, the hard work, the mistakes over and over again. What does Edison say? Like, I didn't fail to discover how to generate light. I've just figured out 10,000 ways that it doesn't work, right? So, I mean, have that kind of mindset. It's okay. This is how we learn.
100%. And I think, too, when it comes to that, again, taking the word decision out of your vocabulary is actually going to eliminate so much because you think of that, you think of decision. I have to make a decision. And I think people look at that big picture and this decision is going to impact everything tomorrow. And it's either going to be a success or a fail tomorrow. As soon as I make this decision, I sign on the line, I invest in the business, it either has to succeed or fail. And that, but I love what you're saying of it's one day at a time. It's one thing. And this is something from the book as well, where it says one way to get out of that mindset fear of these different things is just do it. What's one thing you can do today to get you closer to your goals or to provide that value or to work on the business? It's not this, you're not, you know, eating the whole elephant, you know, it's taking these small steps and they all add up. And that of course applies in all things in life, but to just start and believe that you're going to make this the right choice. And you do have to believe in yourself.
Of course. So we touched on, you know, is it mindset? So don't tell yourself that this is not possible because that will become true. Figure out a way to make it possible. So absolutely work on your mindset. Mm-hmm. The other thing you spoke about is those tiny choices you make day in and day out. Those are the things that become habits over time, right? Ernest Hemingway said, it's slowly at first and then suddenly, right? And success is like that. You work, you work, you work. At some point, people look at you and they're like, you're working way too hard. This is crazy. You know, why are you doing all that? And then suddenly, you know, my dad, being a successful entrepreneur, entrepreneur says, you know, people are always like, oh, you're an overnight success. And he's like, are you kidding me? This is like 25 years or 30 years of my life. You know, yeah, I'm suddenly lucky. It's like, no. It's the compound effect, those incremental small things that become habitual. But the nice thing is, right, like you said, it's not all of a sudden this or all of a sudden that. It's actually seemingly insignificant steps and choices you make every day, but things that you can do. It's like, yeah, I can't eat the elephant all at once, but can I take one bite at a time? Yeah, I can actually do that. So build your confidence with these small things. Sometimes you need somebody who's just going to help you look in a different direction so that you can be open to a different perspective. And, exactly. You know, that is the one thing that I feel I'm so grateful for, that I've had great mentors and coaches in my life, because you don't know what you don't know. And quite frankly, you know, I've been obsessing about what it takes to be financially free, what it takes to be self-sufficient. I read probably more books than I should have. In theory, I knew it all. But you know what? I didn't have the courage or the confidence to act on my own accord. And that's where I think it's so great that we're surrounded by a community of people who are possibilities minded, people who've been there before, people whom you can emulate, but also people who will create that safe space for you and encourage you. And quite frankly, sometimes my mentors and coaches weren't exactly that kind and that coddling. Sometimes we had to have that gut-wrenching discussion. It's like, Tamara, you live in a free country, you have free will, but what choices are you going to make? You say you want that, but your behavior and your actions don't indicate that, right? So sometimes I had to hear that, and I realized that I wanted it, but what prevented me from moving forward was I was frightened and scared of the unknown. And quite frankly, all the theory and all the education in the world would not have given me the courage to move forward, but it was that sometimes gentle and sometimes not so gentle nudge in the right direction. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so grateful for my mentors having these, I like to call them not confrontations, but carefrontations with me. They cared enough about me and my success to tell me what I needed to hear to motivate me into action, because I didn't want the alternative. And as I reflect back now, I am so glad that they did that, because I am confident if I didn't have those mentors and coaches in my life, I would have had regrets right now. I would have always wondered what possibly could have been. So the only point here is, don't try to be this rugged individual. You don't need to figure out everything by yourself. And you know what? It's okay to be frightened and scared of the unknown, because we've just never been there before.
And I'm looking at that too with coaches and mentors when it comes to whether it's looking at career ownership or just in general in different places and different pieces of life. It's those people that do push you out of your comfort zone and do challenge you to think about your thinking and ask the hard questions, because also it can be, you can say, you know, I have my friends and my family around me. You know, they are there to support me, but sometimes the ones closest to us, number one, you don't like to accept or take advice or anything from them. So to have this, you know, a coach or a mentor as a third party, this objective person who's asking questions and who is able to kind of see from the outside in, that is so valuable. Because like we were talking about, we get to the edge of our comfort zone and then we pull back a little bit. And it takes a little extra, sometimes gentle, sometimes not so gentle nudge to just say, just step over it, just do it. And, you know, you're going to be supported. It's going to be okay. But to have that third party saying, you can do this, and to be a cheerleader, encourage, challenge, and really kind of provoke you to think outside of where you are right now.
And two of the things that you just mentioned, right? You actually spoke about another F word, family and friends sometimes, right? What we would hope that they would encourage us to be the best version of ourselves. But family and friends are human beings too, and they have limiting beliefs and they know what they know, right? And so sometimes, you know, they want you to be successful, but just not more successful than them. There are some family members who are like that. Mm-hmm. Or they're genuinely ones who want you to be successful and they don't want you to fail, but they don't know what it takes, you know, to, you know, like maybe they've always had a job. So gosh, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur or you want to be in business for yourself, that seems super risky, right? And so we have a term for it. We say, you know, just be aware of the crabs in the basket, the people who may inadvertently hold you back from being the best version of yourself. And through education and awareness, they too could maybe see, you know, this dream that you have for yourself. So just because other people are saying this cannot be done, it's never been done before, just be careful, really, really careful who you listen to and who your coaches and mentors are. The other thing that, you know, talking about comfort zones, that one of the things that you made me think of is, I love this. Go on YouTube and check it out. Will Smith has a great video about skydiving. Mm-hmm. And have you gone skydiving?
No.
Before? Okay, you haven't. But I did that once. And I just remember that feeling of like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be exciting. I am going to do this, until they take you through, you know, the safety things and they like, you know, death may occur and everything. You're like, oh my gosh, like, why did I think this was a good idea? And you get on the plane. And of course, the first time you do it, they do it in tandem and everything. And the guy says, okay, do you know what? They're going to open the doors. And on the count of three, we're going to go out. And then we're standing there and I'm like, oh my gosh, right? And then he goes, one, two, and boom, we go. I'm like, what happened to three? And then they said, it's because every single person, by the count of three, you hold on to the doors and then they can't get you out. So there's resistance. So they just know that one, two, go, right? And but then the amazing thing is what happened afterwards, right? So all this fear, like, why am I jumping out of a perfectly good plane? Like, what was I thinking? I'm crazy. And then it's pure bliss. Like, it's an experience like you've never experienced before, to the point where the guy had to show me. He's like, it's time to pull the cord. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, look at the world, right? And I think exploring something new, like business ownership or entrepreneurship or investments or whatever it is, just because you've never done it before doesn't mean that it's not worth it, but it could be like that skydiving experience. It could be the best thing that's right beyond where the threshold that you're at right now. But man, it does take courage, and it does take not only courage, you need to be bold and, you know, some kind of confidence to get you there. But even look, in tandem jumping, they didn't push me out of the plane by myself. I had somebody who hopefully was highly motivated to make it to the ground too. And same thing in business ownership. If you're exploring entrepreneurship, if you're exploring investment, work with somebody who's maybe been there before or who's somebody who understands it, just because it's going to be inevitable for you to not have sweaty palms or have second thoughts and doubt yourself. And, you know, and that's how we get stuck in this rut where, yeah, we dream of something, but then a year passes, 2 years passes, a decade passes, and you don't want to live a life of regrets. I mean, we get one life, so we might as well live it up. So where do we go from here?
Oh, man, where do we go from here? So if you want to do a little more soul searching and you've listened to this and it really resonates, there's something that you are you know there's something better out there, and you have dreams that you haven't been able to achieve up to this point. There's actually in chapter 8 of our book, it has some great questions that you could ask yourself and write things down and really take some time to really reignite kind of that fire and figure out, do I want to invest? Is this something I want to do? Invest in myself, whether it's that time and that commitment to work with a coach or looking at business opportunities, career ownership, to really take that next step. So just for example, a few of the questions are, you know, will your current path take you where you want to go? What would happen if you started spending all those hours doing something for yourself? And what do you want more of or less of in your life, both personally and professionally?
Yeah. So many great questions. I mean, it really, it's great for soul searching, you know, igniting that fire within. What is your primary aim in life? What do you want to do more of? What do you want to do less of? So yeah, definitely chapter 8, you can definitely dive in and take your time exploring exactly that. But, you know, ultimately I'd say people who engage with a career ownership coach are more likely to make progress towards their ideal future and make their dreams a reality. Because if you're going to wait for the perfect time, the perfect time is never going to come. What did you say before? Sometimes you've got all the information and then you just have to
do it. Let's go.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. And we know, like, we're always going to be busy. You're always going to, procrastination lives within all of us to some degree or another. And you're always going to have excuses. I don't have the time. Now's not right. I need this steady income. I have family. But just, we talked about it, make a choice and make it the right one. Take small steps every single day. It's going to get you closer to your goal. And those steps are you investing in yourself. And I think that is a massive motivator when you think about it that way, not just, I'm just kind of taking step after step, trudging along and working for someone else or doing something that's bringing me, again, you're saying, you know, you see possibilities this way and I'm walking in this way, you know, it's in the completely opposite direction to what I want. So taking steps towards what I actually desire, that in and of itself, I think is a great why that keeps you going. So T, what else, what do you want to leave the people with on the your career 2.0, the possibilities?
Yeah.
What do we have?
Everybody has a dream worthwhile pursuing. You don't need to go it alone, but, you know, we are given one life. We don't want you to have regrets. Let's just do it together, you know, live the best life ever.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today as we explore possibilities, options, and dreams. Keep an open mind and remember what's